This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus. This is our shared patriotic duty. Challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days, and this is a very vital 30 days.
Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. In addition, we have a number of clinical trials that are looking at a variety of therapeutic interventions. We hope one or more of them will be available.
All right, you heard the voice of Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about the trials and the possibilities. The president talking about trying times ahead and some people really participating in social distancing and others falling down on the job. So much so that when they let too many people in at a mega church in Tampa, where you were not supposed to gather, that led to a lot of panic over COVID-19. We'll have some details on that. But there are some great stories out there in the midst of what has become an absolutely horrific nightmare for so many families separated from their loved ones who go off to the hospital and they might come back and they might not come back because the numbers keep growing along with the tests and along with the people who are sick. It's like a wave across the country, and it makes sense because it's a slow roll. We have over 300 million Americans plus. And you think about the different states, the various states. I said this the other day, compared to countries, we have it's way different because of our wide open borders, et cetera, and how big we are. So the swath that's being cut is just slow rolling, and then boom, you're in the middle of this epidemic. And that's what's so, so tough, I think, for people to wrap their minds around as they try their hardest with the hand sanitizer and social distancing and staying home and all of that. And so many people are doing a good job, so congrats to all of you doing that. But at the same time, as we try to flatten the curve, we know that there are many who are getting infected by the moment. So we're almost at that 3,000 mark of dead Americans, 3,000. The White House coronavirus coordinator is saying that the pandemic could kill as many as 200,000 Americans. I want you to think about that impact for a second. That's incredible. I mean, it's already staggering. I agree with Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York, who said 1,000 in New York dead, which is what it is too many. So New York City, the hot spot. New York, the hot spot. But death across the world from COVID-19 is climbing above 37,000. And the U.S., as I said, very, very close to that tipping point of 3,000. As I am here on the air, 2,900. So there's a lot of grim warnings from the feds and from state officials that you should expect things to get worse. I think as much as we need positivity, we need joy, we need the human touch virally in a different way through video, through some of the things that people are doing that are so incredibly clever, and it's great to take our mind off of it. There still has to be that daily dose of reality. So here on the show, my name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't tuned in before, by the way, nice to meet you. That's the deal here. So, yes, we are going to uplift you. We've got some great stories coming up. We're going to talk with Ben Malcolmson. He's really been called the next Rudy. He's got a huge movie coming out, and he works with the coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He played for USC, and he wrote a book called Walk On. He's got a great message, and he's going to be a lot of fun to talk to. And we're also going to talk to the famous psychic Char. get her thoughts on what's happening and the anxiety that people are feeling out there. You know, the good news is, as many lives as we're losing, there are lives that are being saved. And so I have to really always on the show, and we got our clapaholics that will join us a little bit later. You got to really clap. I mean, clap for the people in the healthcare industry for what they're doing. Because day in and day out, I hear those stories. I see what they deal with, and it's sad. They don't have enough equipment, etc. We all know that. But they're there. They're there working the long hours, holding the hands, doing the FaceTimes with the families. Because as I said, that's the dreaded news. Somebody comes down with COVID-19, they go off to the hospital, and do they come back or not? Because so many people go off feeling just not right, but not like they're going to die. Not like you're going to have to put them, intubate them, put them on a respirator, and then who knows if they make it or not. But we like hearing the stories of survival, obviously. Michigan has become a real hotbed. 18% surge in cases. That's what we've seen through Monday. 50 additional deaths, so the total fatalities, 184. Michigan's 6,500 confirmed cases, third highest total now in the nation, behind New Jersey, where they have 16,600. And, of course, New York, as I said, we know that is the hot spot, 66,000. And those numbers, even when they leave my lips, are changing because how the reports change on hour and from night to overnight, etc. I've talked about Louisiana and my love for New Orleans and the people of Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards announcing that the number of infected in that state rose by 485 in the past 24 hours to 4,025. And I hear it's over that total now since we're climbing into Tuesday, and the death toll up to 185. So, see, it's that curve that the states are moving through. And you just heard Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is our top infectious disease expert, saying he expects the virus to, one of the things he talked about is he expects the virus to reoccur in the fall. But we will be more prepared because of the tests that he's talking about. Thank goodness. The testing, some sort of vaccine, whatever it is, anything to prevent from us from what's happening now and what we're walking into every single day. As I said, there are some uplifting stories, and so much of that is what's happening, even with the pharmaceutical companies. As much as we are furious at some of the things that have happened in the past, the opioid crisis, etc., you look at Johnson & Johnson, and they said they're moving forward with a lead coronavirus vaccine candidate, the first human test projected to start by September. That's good news. Testing to demonstrate that the vaccines are safe and effective. That's typically a years-long process, but they're saying they think with this experimental vaccine, it could be available under specific emergency use authorization by early next year. So that's a good thing. The Food and Drug Administration gave emergency approval to a Trump administration plan to distribute millions of doses of anti-malarial drugs to hospitals across the country, saying it's worth the risk of trying unproven treatments to slow the disease in someone who is seriously ill. Would you do that if you were in that situation? The answer is almost anyone laying there in those beds dying. If they have one last shot, they're probably going to take it, and that makes sense to me. All right, we've just scratched the surface. A lot to get to here on this show, including looking into the future with Char.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Unlikely story of football purpose and following an amazing God. He has an amazing story. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time to spend some of it with us.
Hey, thanks so much. It's fun to be with you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. You know, you're in one of the areas of the country where all of this COVID-19 started. You're the special assistant to Coach Pete Carroll for the Seattle Seahawks. You've been for the past 8 years. We'll talk about some other things related to what I said about your book. But what has this been like for you in the Northwest?
Man, we've been shut down for about a month now, so we're deep into this quarantine, and it's been pretty jarring. Life is kind of on a standstill like it is for the rest of the country. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And so football-wise, is it, everybody's just saying, okay, we'll deal with it when we come to it?
Yeah, well, everyone's gone remote, and the draft is still 3 weeks away. So
yeah,
there's a lot of prep going into that, and moving along in terms of football stuff. It
right.
is a nice distraction from the craziness, but we're kind of on little islands here doing things remotely.
I like that, of doing things remotely. And obviously you would be one of those ears, right? You would be kind of, obviously with your role with Seattle, involved in the draft, right?
A little bit. I mean, we have some experts, the personnel guys, they're very involved, and they're the ones that make all the decisions. I'm kind of an innocent bystander on all that.
I like that. Innocent bystander is good. So I have to tell you, Pete Carroll's a great guy. I've interviewed him a handful of times, and obviously you know him up close and personal, and you played for USC. Tell me about that relationship.
Oh, man, Coach Carroll, he's one of a kind. And the greatest thing about him is that he's so consistent, so genuine. The person that you see on TV is who he is in real life. And he's got this weird kind of Benjamin Button thing going on where he gets younger by the year. And his energy continues to skyrocket. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. He's one of a kind.
So your book tells it, you know, it's your whole story about being a walk-on. Take us back to 2006 when that happened for you. And, you know, we're talking about the Trojans. What happened and what was that like when you made the team?
Yeah, so I was a student newspaper reporter, a journalist, just covering the football team for the school newspaper for 3 years. And it was the glory years of USC football. I mean, they had won almost every game for three straight years and got within 19 seconds of beating Texas in that Rose Bowl to win their third straight national championship. And I was covering the team and was doing a story on walk-ons and then started to do a story on the tryout process for the team. They just do an open casting call for any student at USC who wants to try out for the team. And I start interviewing some guys that are going to go through that tryout, and it hits me, well, why don't I go through the tryout myself, get a first-person perspective, really bring people on the inside, and do something unique and different. Here's a student newspaper reporter who, I mean, I hadn't played football since fifth grade, and I was a skinny little guy, and I was going to go through the walk-on tryout just to write an article. And so I go through the tryout that day and got my butt kicked, but I got home that night and had a gold mine for an article. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better story for the school newspaper. And wrote that story and was going to put the finishing touches on it the next morning, and I got a phone call early in the morning and told me that I had made the football team. And it was the most shocking thing in the world because, I mean, I had gone through the tryout as a newspaper reporter who hadn't played football in 10 years, and this was the number one team in the country. So there all of a sudden I was a wide receiver on the USC Trojans football team. It was the most startling thing you could have ever imagined.
Wow. So you go from that, and then you end up with Seattle. How'd you make that bridge?
Well, I mean, when I got that news, I figured it had to be a prank. I mean, there's no way it's real because, I mean, there's just no way. This is the craziest. Like, if someone walked in and just handed you $1 million, it's like, okay, what's the joke here? There's no way. And I was a senior in college, so I had to enroll in school again. It was legit. I ran into the football building, and there was Coach Carroll, and asked him if this was a prank or not, because, I mean, he's a jokester and a kid at heart, so I figured, I mean, what better butt end of a prank than me? So it was legit, and all of a sudden I was getting my helmet and my pads, and I didn't know which one was front and back on the pads, and my playbook, had no idea how to read that. It was way more complex than playing video games with playbook on there. I was a fish out of water, and somehow made it, and overcame a shoulder injury, and made it through that whole season. A student campaign, Get Ben In, they wanted to see the average Joe student get into a game, and it was a success by the last game of the year. We were playing Notre Dame, and up 20 points, and they put me in the game. And it was an amazing experience. And the book kind of details all of that, and then some. And then I started working for Coach Carroll there at USC for the next 3 years, and he took the job with the Seahawks in 2010 and asked me to move up to Seattle to work for him up there, too. So it's been an amazing journey, 13 years now, working alongside Coach Carroll, and just so fortunate. Just so many amazing things have gone on in that journey.
Boy, no kidding. And in between, we have a couple minutes left, but you're a speaker. You talk about God, obviously, faith playing such a big role in your life, and you talk about that when you speak, et cetera. And now this is all going to also be made into a movie. What does that feel like?
Very surreal. It's still a long way away from happening, but Travis Mann, the producer, he was a producer on I Can Only Imagine movie that came out 2 years ago, and he's been doing an incredible job putting a team together to make this happen. And it's an extremely surreal chain of events. And I mean, people always joke who would play yourself in a movie, and now we've actually got to deal with that. So it's just a crazy set of circumstances, and I'm excited for more people to hear the story and be inspired and encouraged that they do have a purpose, no matter where they're at, no matter what their background is, that they have an amazing purpose.
Yeah, last one. I mean, God plays a central role in your life, and you've had to defend that a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who lives out their faith, they face challenges and persecution in various ways. And but when it's the most important thing in your life, it's a joy and an honor. And there's no greater thing to defend. So, yeah, it's the best way to live.
All right, Ben Malcolmson, great story, great stuff. We can't wait to see what happens with the movie. Like you said, it's a ways away, but I bet it happens for sure. Walk on from Pee Wee Dropout to the NFL sidelines, my unlikely story of football, purpose, and following an amazing God. Good luck with the draft for Seattle. We'll see what happens. Stay safe, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Blessings to you.
Thank you. You too. So what a story. And if you want to know more about Ben, boy, it's easy to find Ben. You can go to benmalcolmson.com. And he told you the story about the walk-on, being a walk-on, his relationship with Pete Carroll, then what that led to when Carroll went to the NFL, and what a wild ride really that has been. And his story has caught fire many years ago, it actually did. And then recently a lot of people were talking about it as well. And so it'll do well, I'm sure, on, you know, it's a feel-good story. It'll do well on the big screen. And he's, like I think I said, or if I didn't, he's kind of the new Rudy, if you will. The fact that that team, the way it was back in 2006, and for him to get that shot and to go into that game with that big lead they had still is what a phenomenal experience that is. All right, coming up, we have so much more to get to, including you, and, oh, yeah, those two guys in the back. We got a ton of mail. So much of it centered around, of course, the coronavirus. What am I hearing? What do you know? Where can you get hand sanitizer? What's happening with toilet paper? What's happening with the curve? Are we flattening the curve at all? What are some of the things that are being done out there? And also, what does it look like as far as crushing this pandemic, and when will we come out of it? I wish I had a crystal ball, but guess what? Somebody who does look into the future and does it at the top level of her game is Char Margolis. She's got a new book out called The Universe is Calling You, and can you believe it? She's here with us next on the show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House coronavirus press briefing, President Trump said it's going to be tough for the next 2 weeks. He's urging Americans to commit to the continued social distancing to keep the high number of deaths down.
follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
They said even with social distancing, 100,000 to 240,000 people may perish. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the show, Rick Cerrone. He's the editor-in-chief of Baseball Digest. He has quite a resume. He was the VP of Public Relations for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 87 to 93 and the Senior Director of Media Relations from 1996 through 2006 for the New York Yankees, right when I was on the air at WFAN, and he probably doesn't remember this, but he was very nice to me the few times that we had any kind of interaction. So how about that, Rick? You probably don't even remember.
Kate, don't underestimate me. You are unforgettable. Of course I remember you.
Okay, so I have to
it was
start
like,
there.
Thank God it's Kate calling and not some of the other people that could be.
Especially some of those, and they were my buddies, and
yeah,
still are,
go.
some of the writers. Yeah, some of the writers.
I meant the people at FAN.
Yeah, Mark Chernoff, he was awful.
No, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He is, boy. I'll tell you what, it's funny for people out there. This is some inside baseball. He gave me my first break. I got rejected just a ton of times, and he gave me my first break, so I love him.
No, he's done a lot for me as well. He's an unsung hero.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Sadly, we could be talking about baseball and having been at spring training, but no baseball. What's the latest you hear of when we could possibly have baseball back?
Well, I'm not hearing much because not much is coming out, but I will tell you, Kate, that I know that good people at Major League Baseball, they're looking at, you know, every possible scenario. They're looking at, what if we can start on this date? Okay, what if it's this date? What do we need to do to get ready? Maybe we need more time if it's June 1st and not May 1st. So they're looking at all the scenarios, and they've got them. They've got the 162-game season. They've got the 154 games, the 144, hopefully not less, but they're working out all the scenarios, and they'll be ready when it's time.
You know, one of the things I heard, and I didn't know if this was a crazy rumor or not, you think of the days in the calendar, just double up, and so more double headers. If it started in June, you just throw out more double headers. Might be tough for the players, but I like double headers. For fans, it could be kind of cool.
Well, I think you almost assuredly will have double headers, whether they be straight double headers or split double headers. But you can only have so much without putting the players at risk. And if you look at the calendar, you know, just lop off the first 2 months and see how many games you lose. How many can you make up and get to 162? So, you know, I'm prepared for a lesser schedule. I think they might even have to rework the schedule and introduce a new schedule, because if you look at it, the first 10 games of the season, I've only looked at a couple of teams, but the Astros and the Angels play 7 times in the first 10 games. In the first 21 games, they play 10 times. So I don't think you can knock the Angels and the Astros down to 9 games when they're division rivals, while you're playing another division rival perhaps 15 to 19 times. So there may have to be some retooling of the actual schedule, rather than just, because everybody's talking about, we pick up on a certain date and we go from there. That at some point might not be feasible.
Yeah, that's what I think, because we just don't know. We're living with the big question mark. So I mentioned it, you know, you worked obviously for the Yankees, mm-hmm. and George Steinbrenner, what a character. I would have had a different relationship being in the media when I knew George. But what was it like working for George Steinbrenner?
Very challenging, Kate. But you know what? If it was easy, everyone would do it. You know, I took great pride in that. I mean, I survived, you know, 11 years, and he never fired me. He talked me into not quitting a few times. But you know, one time he was going to do something that was absolutely crazy, and I said, well, if you're going to do that, sir, I think you're going to need a new director of media relations. And he said, yeah, you're probably right, and he hung up the phone. And I went home, and I told my wife, she said, I think what you should do is just go back to work tomorrow, like on Seinfeld. You know, when George went back to work and after telling off his boss and acted like nothing happened. Well, of course, in George's case, the boss would have none of it and told him he never wanted to see him again. But I went back the next day, and, you know, the day went by, and he called me at like 5 o'clock, and it was like nothing happened. And then I finally said, sir, I think we should talk about, you know, what happened yesterday. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, we're not going to do that, you know. And we moved on. But it was a great challenge. I loved being around him. Other people kind of cowered when he would come down to the clubhouse, or, you know, when he would come into the office. But I loved being around him. I loved the challenge of it. And he allowed me to go right back at him. In fact, I think that's why I was successful with him, that he didn't want yes men or yes women. Mm. He wanted, and I went back at him many, many times, and a number of times put my job on the line for it. But I really treasured the time that I had with George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, for you, what was the big lore of baseball, having played around a little bit, or just loving it, having a passion for it? What was it?
Well, I'll try to keep this short, but when I was young and started going to Yankee Stadium and was entranced by the sound of Bob Shepard, you know, going to a ball game and hearing a PA announcer for the first time, and it being, quote, the voice of God, I used to look in the back of the Yankee yearbook, which I bought every year, and they would have the team behind the team. And wow, they've got accountants, they've got lawyers, they've got a director of public relations. Oh, that's the guy I keep hearing on the radio, you know, Phil Rizzuto. Oh, Bob Fischel just came into the booth, and he told us that that home run by Joe Pepitone tied him for 15th place, you know, that kind of thing. So I knew I wasn't going to grow up to be Mickey Mantle, but there was no reason that I couldn't be Bob Fischel. So now I'm at Yorktown High School in Yorktown Heights, New York. I'm 15 years old. I'm a sophomore. And I'm flunking out of high school. I wouldn't get to the 11th grade. I had to take 2 summer courses. And my guidance counselor, Buddy Dowds, who was also the football coach, said in exasperation, what do you see yourself doing when you're a grown-up? because his answer was going to be to whatever I said, his response was going to be, well, son, I think you're going to need a high school diploma for that. And the way you're going, it's not likely you're going to have one. Well, my answer was simple. I said, that's easy, coach. I'm the public relations director of the New York Yankees. And his response was to make me the PR director of his football team. Of the high school football team, if I could get and keep my grades up. So we were the only high school football team in the state, maybe in the country, that had a media guide. We actually had a media guide because I knew that we had a game on the radio once in a while, and the poor announcer, the great Jerry Desmond, who had no idea of how to pronounce the quarterback's name, Timmy Klemchuk or whoever else, and he didn't know anything about them. So how could he do a broadcast? So that's where I got started, and 25 years after that, when I got the Yankee job, after doing a lot of other things, obviously, the first call I made from my office at Yankee Stadium was to Coach Dowds, and I said to him when he picked up the phone at Yorktown High School, I said, Coach, remember that time when I sat in your office and you told me there was more to life than the New York Yankees? And he said, yes, I remember that day. And I said, well, Coach, now there ain't, because I'm sitting in my office, I'm looking out at the field, and he basically started crying, and you know, we laugh at that to this day. So,
wow,
that's my story, Kate, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it. That's a great story. One of the other things that you had a chance to do, and I think the listeners will find this super interesting, is because I am in sports on the other side, like you, on the media side, and I have been around the Yankees and other baseball teams and football, et cetera, and all of that. What's really cool to me is that you also got to be a consultant on The Natural. I think that's one of the all-time best baseball movies. What was
Thank
that experience
you.
Like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And you know what? If you don't think there's a God, then, you know, how did that happen? I'm in my first year at the commissioner's office, and this phone call gets directed to me. How that happened, I don't know. But there was a movie producer calling up about doing a movie with Robert Redford, The Natural. Okay, you have my attention. Are you familiar with the book? Oh, absolutely. Well, I had heard of the book, but I never read it like most people in the country. And told me what he was doing, and he said, well, we're not taking any shortcuts. This is going to be different. Because in previous movies, you know, when you cut to the game action, they just bought footage. And sometimes it didn't even match up. Like in Fear Strikes Out, about Jimmy Pearsall, he's hitting an inside-the-park home run. And when they cut to the actual game footage, the runner shakes hands with the third base coach. I mean, and that's just one example of how bad baseball movies were in terms of reality. And he was telling me that this was a fictitious team in the actual National League in 1939. And I said, well, all the players will have to wear the centennial patch because that's what they wore. It was the 100th anniversary of professional baseball. And he said, I think you're our guy. Are you interested? And I got my bosses to approve it. I couldn't accept any money. I did get a New York Knights jacket, and I did get a, hey, but what's the value of having your name in the credits of The Natural?
Huh.
But it was great. They gave me a lot of impact. I remember going up there for a weekend to watch some of the filming in Buffalo, which was a godsend that they found War Memorial Stadium, because it looked like a real major league park that no one was really familiar with. And I get in the shuttle, and there's these two gentlemen there, Wilfred Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, two veteran character actors who could not have been nicer. And I noticed that they've both got big, thick mustaches. So I get to the set and I see, you know, my contact there, Mark Johnson, who went on to win the Academy Award for Rain Man. And he wanted me to, every detail, if you see something wrong, you let us know. I'm like, well, your manager and his coach both have mustaches. I said, they didn't wear mustaches in 1939. And he kind of put his arm on my shoulder, looked at me, said, yeah, you're right about that. He goes, here, I got an idea. You go tell them to shave their mustache. I said, okay, point well taken.
Rick Cerrone, editor-in-chief of Baseball Digest, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Great, Kate. Let's do it again, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Mr. Believe, I'm gonna get down on my knees and pick up the pieces. Have a shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So back in 2007, Neil Romano was actually picked by President George W. Bush, or nominated anyway, to be the Assistant Secretary of Labor for Disability Employment Policy. That's a big one. And then, of course, unanimously confirmed by the Senate. I'm saying this to let you know that this guy really knows disabilities and the problems that happen with people in not getting the attention that we need and to pay attention to what's happening out there. So he was the head of the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Disability Employment Policy. Like I said, he advised the Secretary of Labor, worked with all the DOL agencies to lead coordinated and comprehensive national policy regarding the employment of people with disabilities in the United States. Boy, with what's going on now, that makes me so frightened for so many of those people. Neil Romano joins us. Hey, Neil, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So it just happens that March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and maybe there's people listening, I bet there is people listening, that wonder about the pay situation, and it's legal to pay people with disabilities under the minimum wage? How is that possible? How long has that been legal?
Well, that is absolutely true. There are over 300,000 Americans today that are working and being paid less than minimum wage, and it's completely legal. It's a remnant of the old New Deal. It's 80 years old, where they said that people with disabilities disabilities could be paid less than the normal salary and what's than the minimum wage. And what's happened over the years is that it just stayed. It's one of those pieces of legislation we can't get rid of. And very frankly, folks with disabilities over the last 80 years have progressed dramatically, especially people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Stuck in these 14-seat jobs, these sometimes are people who have actually gone through school, finished high school, can read. So it's really something that really should be eliminated.
Boy, I so agree with that, especially, like you said, we've seen incredible advancements. And what about the other people, though, that are just too disabled to work? What happens to them?
You know, I'm going to have to tell you that because so far in my career, I don't know that I've seen a lot of people who are really so disabled they can't work. Now, if a person, is a person that, someone who's really truly unwell in one way or the other, well, there are things called rehabilitation and other things that are used that people can go to. But when we're talking about a work environment, people who get up, get dressed, go to a job, and wind up after an 80-hour 2 week, winding up with a paycheck, sometimes, Kate, that's under $20, $30.
Wow.
So that's an absolute atrocity in this country. These folks, sadly, they'll work for a week or two, and they can't even go get a hamburger and a pair of sneakers. It just isn't right.
It just isn't right. So what can we do about it? Who can we talk to? Who's ultimately responsible for eliminating sub-minimum wages?
Well, it's very interesting because both parties and their political platforms have both said they'd like to get rid of it. But yet the will to get rid of it is often held up by the interest to run these facilities. Everything, Kate, becomes financially entangled. There are people who make money off of this. If you run a place and you're paying people that much, you're bound to be making some money for yourself. So we have to talk to members of Congress. We have to talk to members of this administration. People need to find out in their community how their congressmen, how the businesses in their area, are they hiring these organizations to do work for them? Sometimes they don't even know they're supporting this. I know companies that pay some of these organizations that do this, pay $18, $20 an hour for the person they're hiring to do the job in these workshops, and really they're paying the people pennies on the dollar. So it's a matter of asking businesses, hey, is your supply chain, do we care as much about Americans as we care about people in other countries and how we pay them? The members of Congress, hey, we're talking about, raising the minimum wage. Well, how about just getting some Americans the minimum wage? Let's start there. That would be nice. So, members of Congress, the administration, and as I said, asking your local businesses about that.
Yeah, that's great for everybody listening. So, Neil, I said this at the top, and we're speaking with Neil Romano. He is the chairman of the National Council on Disability. You've dedicated your whole life, really, to this. What's it like for you? I mean, you had to have some really high points when you've been able to break through. What's it like working to really highlight the fight that these people are in?
Well, I have to tell you there's nothing more rewarding than being given the opportunity to help other people. And this is one of those situations where virtually each and every day, myself and the team at the National Council on Disability, which is, an independent federal agency, we work and we fight every day for these folks, not just in this cause, not just 14C issues, but issues of all types. As a matter of fact, we right now are working with the Congress and with members of the administration on being sure that during the course of this virus that people with disabilities aren't left behind. When they start talking about things like rationing, it's very frightening for people with disabilities because, more often than not, they are at the end of the medical line, and it's very dangerous for them. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. For me, it has been a life of enjoying what I do every day. So thank you for that.
Wow. And if people want more information, they can go to ncd.gov, right?
That is correct. Yep. We have a very robust website that has issue papers that we have made for this administration and past administrations, and all kinds of good information you can find out about these issues.
And I could imagine, and you said it, you're probably getting a lot of calls about people with disabilities who are worried about COVID-19 and what's going to happen to them.
Well, you know, absolutely. We have we just finished a series at NCD about you know, people who with disabilities who have to fight to get the basics of human rights care. We have people with disabilities simply because they have a disability who can't get a transplant and have to fight for it for no other reason than the fact that they have a disability. And yes, this community, the disability community, is quite frightened by this, as everybody is. But once again, as I said, you know, we're at the end of the week. We always have drawn the short straw in the medical field. I, frankly, am a person with leukemia, who lives with leukemia, mm-hmm. and I have a threatened immune system. And it's something that you worry about. Now, I have friends that are much, much more compromised than myself in many ways. And very frankly, you know, very honestly, we have to worry about those folks a lot more.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Stay safe, and we're all in this together, people. So, Neil Romano, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for the time, and thank you for giving some attention to these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big proponent of why is this not equal? How did this get this way? I saw the saddest thing at the I was looking at some UN news. Somebody sent me a photograph of an 8-year-old who was paralyzed by an exploding bomb and lost the use of her legs and is in a wheelchair. And what happens to people with disabilities in the COVID-19 response? Because, you know, there is the fear, the panic, that all that kind of stuff, and it's got to be incredibly terrifying to feel like you would be left behind. Globally, there's about 1 billion people, so that would be roughly, give or take, 15% of the world's population who live with some form of disability, and I'm getting those statistics from the WHO, and you look at the coronavirus, and of course they're leading the charge. So far we see the amount of cases and the deaths, and I said those numbers at the top of the show, and then you look at the people with disabilities, and they could be experiencing an increase in the risk of contracting COVID-19, and just imagine that battle, the battle that we are all in, you know, the war that we're all in, and how it must be for them to be in that situation, and certainly feeling like they are being left behind, and they need access to, you know, vital financial aid, etc. All right, so we're going in a different direction. We're headed to Vegas to talk to Jackie Baskow about the devastation to the entertainment field. She's a celebrity talent broker. She books keynote speakers, top musical acts. She is incredible. We're lucky to have her. She's next on The Flip Side.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.